Now, if you don't like spiders or crabs, then you may want to sort of avoid the area of Port Phillip at the moment, because each year around 100,000 spider crabs migrate, hang out there, shed their shells, and then go about their business. Why there, I have no idea. Dr. Mark Norman is the Chief Conservation Scientist at Parks Victoria. Mark, it's such a confronting and incredible image to see this many spider crabs all getting together en masse and shedding their shell together. Why this particular part? Because it's sort of down around Safety Beach, around Blair Gowrie, that area, isn't it?
Hi, Rochelle. Yes, it's an amazing natural history event that happens every year. And these crabs, they sound little when they're called spider crabs, but they're probably 30 to 40 centimetres across arm span.
Oh,
they're,
really?
Their bodies are about the size of a big grapefruit.
Oh.
And they're fantastic, gentle animals. They're just wondrous animals. And there's nothing more exciting than lying on the sand and having this army crawl over the top of you and get sort of five, six over the top of you as they sort of migrate up the channels.
Are you joking now, Mark?
No, it's fantastic.
Come on.
No, it's wonderful. And so they get together in these huge areas. So every year in May around the full moon, or June around the full moon, they do this mass event where they all come in, and it's a bit like those nudist things in Europe where everybody gets their clothes off in one go, and they all drop their old armour, pump themselves up a new soft pink kind of pyjama suit that grows into a bigger shell, and then over a couple of hours that hardens and they can get strong enough to wobble away before everybody eats them while they're soft crab sandwiches, effectively.
So does this, I've got so many bizarre images running through my head right now. Where do we start from? Nude people in Europe to crabs climbing over you.
A good start is that it's hard being an animal that's in hard armour or a hard skeleton. We have the soft bits on the outside and the hard skeletons on the inside. Crabs and spiders and lobsters and other animals, because they've got that hard armour, they've got nowhere to grow. So mostly once a year, they have to find a quiet spot, split the back of their onesie, slip out of it, pump themselves up with water. If you're a spider, you've got to pump yourself up with air, and then let that harden, and over the next 12 months grow into that new bigger pyjamas. So,
and that's easier said than done. Anyone that's worn a jumpsuit and had to go to the loo relatively quickly, it's pretty hard to get out of a jumpsuit, let alone if you're a spider crab.
Well, especially if you look like the cartoon characters that are driven over by a steamroller. They come out as this floppy little limp bit of pink.
Aww.
And then they pump the water in, and their arms go from two-dimensional to three-dimensional as they sort of pump themselves up. And they'll eventually get strong enough to sort of stand on their feet, and then they go, run away, and they all run out into the channels again, out in the deep water. And the reason they do it is to all get in one place. So they'll cover the area of an Olympic swimming pool up to 10 deep, and they'll all just go, right, one or two nights before the full moon, we're going to all strip off and everybody can pig out on us. And the stingrays pig out on them, and the dolphins and the seals and the birds. But there's too many for them to eat. You see these stingrays.
So that's why they do it en masse, is it?
It's an en masse. It's a safety in numbers, whereas other crabs or spiders or whatever have to find a really secret place and do it solitary. So people probably find an empty spider shell hanging in their house somewhere. That means a spider has molted. Admittedly, it's grown a bit, and I don't want people to be concerned by that, but they're leaving their old armour hanging around on a bit of web.
Oh, Mark, it's just, you're freaking people out on so many levels.
Well, we shouldn't let them freak out, because they do so much good, these spiders, in your house, and the crabs themselves are pretty harmless, pretty small claws on them. They're just trying to find a safe place where every stingray and seal doesn't eat them as soft crab bisque soup sort of in a bag.
Well, Jeff has sent in a text, and he's with you, Mark, saying, I dived Mornington Pier in the early 80s and accidentally had the encounter scuba diving with the crabs. Bloody awesome experience.
I think it's as special as the monarch butterflies in California or Mexico, or the giant cuttlefish aggregations in South Australia. It's a really amazing event to happen every year. And these just all get together in a gang and go, don't notice us, we're just a big black stain on the sand. We're going to quickly all strip off and, under the cover of darkness,
So they do it relatively quickly. And Mark, does this happen anywhere else in the globe? Do we have filmmakers and photographers sort of flocking down to Blairgowrie or wherever it may be to capture this?
We've taken National Geographic, working with Julian Finn at Museums Victoria, we've taken National Geographic and Discovery and the French and BBC and others over the year. David Attenborough covered in his Primitive Life series. It's world famous except for the locals. And it's a spectacular event. The problem is we're not the warm tropics, so the water's about 10 or 11 degrees, and most of the action happens at night. So that sort of reduces the general Melbourne populace from going.
Well, it's probably good for the crabs, though.
It is good for the crabs. But I just think it's a wonderful thing. And they come right up in the shallows probably to get away from the worst of the predators and then as quick as possible run back out into the channels.
Because they're in the nude and they don't want to get busted.
Well, they're so wobbly. You feel sorry for them. And there's probably stragglers still coming out now. It's probably peaked.
I've changed my mind. I think I love them. Just finally, Mark, Dr. Mark Norman is with you, the Chief Conservation Scientist at Parks Victoria. It's only, the full moon hasn't happened yet. So has this en
masse?
No, it has.
I think it was the 17th.
Oh, so they've already stripped and it's done.
Yeah, so run off in this soft pink army. Okay. And where they go, we don't know. They just head out to the channels and probably out in the Bass Strait. Some of them live individually around the bay all year round, and including in our marine protected areas around the bay. So we've got a lot of marine parks around the bay. And some of them live there year round just in low numbers. But this kind of mass stripping of the onesies is quite unique. And it's spectacular to watch and be part of.
I love it. Mark, thank you. Dr. Mark Norman is from Parks Victoria. En masse stripping of the onesies of the crabs because of the full moon. This is where they do it. We are lucky to have it happen down here locally.